This is GQDN for August 1st, 2025. It's a finally Friday. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. If you put in the promo code QUEST, get 25% off of your purchase. But before you hit the checkout line, go check out QuestWorthy. It's really good. Really, really good. Good drink. Yeah. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, pain has been relieved. We got some PlayStation news. And for WoW players, yeah, don't do anything illegal. But we begin today with the Switch 2, with Nintendo's financial report. Nintendo Life, Eurogamer, and Nintendo World Report has all of this. Because first off, the Nintendo Switch 2 has sold close to 6 million units via Mario Kart World because of the bundle. But the overall sales went to almost 9 million units worldwide. So, who sold the most? Japan sold 1.27 million. All the others went to, or not all the others, I'll say Europe first, 1.34 million. And the Americas went to 2.08 million. Everybody else, 1.13 million. So how does that stack up year over year? Well, the Switch 1 software sales did come in at 24.4 million, and that was down from last year's first quarter at 30.64 million, and that's down by 20.4%. That's the Switch 1 software sales. But when the Switch 2 did release, the gross profit did increase by 21.4% year on year. But the lower profit that was made on the new hardware did see a decline of 29.5 points to 32.3%. Now, with that, some of the operating income was up by 4.44%. The ordinary income was down by 15.55%. The digital sales down by 13.51%. And the mobile IP revenue was up by 13.61%. Now, there will be a Nintendo Live event that'll be in Fukuoka, Japan, on October 4th, but there are no similar events to appear to be planned internationally right now. But watch the prices on the Switches, both 1 and 2, and all of the accessories. Because if you're in the US like I am, price changes will be in effect on August 3rd, and that is citing the market conditions. That is what Nintendo did say, because some of the things will be going up in price. That would include things like the Nintendo Sound Clock Alarmo and the Switch 2 system itself, along with the physical and digital Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2 games. Well, the games will not be affected right now, and that'll be the same for the Nintendo Switch Online membership. Those two things will remain the same. And Nintendo also did state that further adjustments may be necessary in the future, though it is not known right now on how much the changes will be. So, right now it's just the accessories, but watch for further prices on your Nintendo system. That was all part of their report. But, in better news, we're going to do like a roller coaster thing. So on the upside, THQ had their showcase, and there are some games coming, and that starts with Darksiders 4. Now, this is initial trailer, so there's no timeline for this game. So if you played Darksiders, just know it's going to be coming to Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. So maybe you could save your world. But if you want to do some fights and other games, The Eternal Life of Goldman. This is a platformer, so be careful, which means this game's going to come up on Switch sometime, maybe next year. And also Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. So if I like a platformer game, it might be your thing. But if you're looking for a first-person action RPG, Fate Keeper may be for you. Now, there were some small snippets of gameplay. So if you want to check that out, by all means, you can. Once again, there is no timeline for a release date. So those two games must be in development, including this one. Gothic Remake. Now, what GameSpot saw there in this one is some world building, and there was some narration reminding the players of what this game is. Now, there was some in-game footage, which did show off some enhanced visuals, but not the gameplay. So if you're interested in Gothic Remake, it'll be coming to Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. They're saying early next year. Now, by the way, if you want Gothic Classic, Gothic 2 Complete Classic, and Gothic 3 Classic, they will all be coming to the Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5 next year as well. Oh, they did get into a little bit of horror too. Reanimal. Yep, it's the same studios that showed us Little Nightmares 3. Reanimal is a puzzle game, and it is a dangerous world. They'll be coming to Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, Switch 2, and PC early next year. Sacred 2 Fallen Angel Remaster is an action RPG, and it's going to get a facelift with some new 3D models along with a UI redesign. But everything else has been unchanged. So this game will launch on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. When? Who knows? But how much do you like SpongeBob SquarePants? The Titans of the Tide will be coming. Yes, they are. So you'll be going to Bikini Bottom, and you'll be playing along with SpongeBob on November 18th. The game will be coming to Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, Switch 2, and PC. Yeah, it's got a date, November 18th. If you like the game The Guild, Europa 1410 will be coming to PC sometime. So if you want to try that out, you can. The Tides of Tomorrow will be coming to PC on February 24th. So you need to cure your flooded world from a disease. And you are a time walker, and you have to make some choices in order to save the world. Want to make those choices? February 24th, 2026, PC only. Titan Quest 2, right now, is in early access. So if you like a myth-inspired action RPG, go try it. Yeah, go try it. Go find it. But then again, if you want to go play Bash 'em Up with your vehicles, go check out Wreckfest 2. It's been in early access since March, and the players on Steam seem to like it. So we'll see if your vehicle survives the onslaught of other players. Yeah, it's a smash-em-up derby. That's what it is. But they ended with recreation. And that's wreck, spelled W-R-E-C-K. Once again, more smash-em-ups. But it's more of a race. And it kind of acts like Mario Kart. At least that's what GameSpot's saying. So if you want recreation, it'll be coming to Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. All right, we went up. Let's go down. So what goes up must come down. Blizzard would like to humbly remind you that it is still legal to buy gold. GameSpot.com did say that. And there was a forum post that warned the players from buying gold from a third party. And that's where the community manager, DevX, did remind players about buying gold from a third party seller. It had put the user's accounts at risk of being hacked, and players should protect their account at all costs. So here's what the community manager did say. Quote, purchasing gold from other players puts your account at risk from being hacked and supports companies that steal accounts, operate bots, and disrupt the game economy. End quote. So keep in mind that is on your user agreement, which means if you bought gold via third-party site, you can be banned. For the quote, players should never buy gold from other players with real money. Remember, you should only accept gold from players that you know or through crafting possession agreements made using in-game chat. Always avoid trades intended to cross-game variants, realms, or factions that are explicitly supported by the game. End quote. Now, they also said that it is safe to buy the WoW token and sell that on the shop, or in the auction house, I should say. Just know if you buy the WoW token, you will still get gold, whether it's sold or not. And that's through the official World of Warcraft account. So you're not going to get messed over. I'm just stating facts. So don't buy gold. Gotcha. Oh, we're going to go to Rumorville for a minute. Mainly going around PlayStation, because PushSquare.com has the next three articles. First off, more first-party PlayStation 5 games could go up on Xbox. So, Nate the Hate did get up on X and said that there will be more games coming to Xbox via PlayStation 5 or PlayStation consoles. In fact, at Clute did ask, quote, any more Sony games coming to Xbox too? Lego Horizon Xbox rumor fake? Nate the Hate did reply, quote, more Sony games will come to Xbox. Yes. I don't know anything about Lego Horizon going to Xbox, but even if I did, would anyone care? End quote. We shall see what happens as far as what that goes. But there wasn't just rumors about games going from PlayStation to Xbox. No. There are rumors about some PlayStation 6 specs, because they might be affordable and power efficient on the next PlayStation console. Now that came from More Law is Dead, and that's up on their YouTube channel. And that's where they basically talked about the PlayStation 5 specs and how everything was good. But that be that. So what could the specs be? Well, that's what we don't know. Because right now, Sony is working on the next PlayStation, and they want to try to make it affordable, because they're looking for a lower price than the PlayStation 5 Pro. Note I said Pro, not the actual PlayStation 5. Now, the economics and tariffs, well, they could really affect everything there. But the goal is to make a mass market product and not a $1,000 supercomputer. And right now, they are likely to see the manufacturing starting in about 2.5 years. In addition to the PlayStation 6, well, now they're also working on a handheld. We did talk about that before, but that could also be a big thing, because that would go right up against the Nintendo Switch. So, what are the details of the proposed specs? Proposed. It could be an 8x Zen 6 core. Keep in mind, these are all rumors. The 40 to 48 plus RDNA 5 compute units at 3 gigahertz, 160 watts TBP, 160-bit or 192-bit bus with GDDR7 at 32GT/S+. Restoration performance 3x. PlayStation 5 ray tracing expected to be higher. Chiplet design backwards compatible with PlayStation 4 and 5. And they were also talking about the handheld, which is the 4x Zen 6C cores, 12x20 RDNA 5 compute units, 15 watts TBP, 128-bit bus with, here we go, LPDDR5X 7500. Restoration performance 0.5, PlayStation 5 ray tracing expected to be higher. Backwards compatible with PlayStation 4 and 5, micro SD slot, and M.2 SSD slot, haptic feedback, dual microphones, touchscreen, and a USB-C port video out. Once again, all rumors. Oh, BioShock PlayStation 5 sequel has been scrapped. Last one from Push Square. And that was going to be the next BioShock game. And once again, Jason Schreier did fail because the publisher did review it. And since it failed, it's now shaking up management at the developer Cloud Chamber. And some of the staff are concerned that there may be some layoffs. So a 2K game spokesperson did confirm that the leadership change when they were asked by Bloomberg, and did release the statement. Quote, we are working hard to set BioShock up for the best possible future. Right now, we have a good game, but we are committed to delivering a great one. We are working closely with leadership at the studio to define this path. end quote. So what's going to happen? We shall find out. All right, now let's go to Pokemon. And IGN said that Pokemon Company wanted fans to stop and to stop harassing the Pokemon TCG Pocket artist. And the Pokemon Company has had a long week because they had to deal with all the fallout from the public accusations because of the Wisdom of Sea and Sky card designs. People saw it because they were data mined and they were examined online earlier this week. So there was a statement that was put up on X by Pokemon TCGP. Quote, after internal review, we discovered that the card production team provided incorrect materials as official documents to the illustrator commissioned to create these cards. As a result, both cards have been replaced with a temporary placeholder that the team is actively working to replace the new artwork as soon as it's ready. Regarding the previously announced issue with the Ho-Oh EX 3-Star and Lugia EX 3-Star illustrations, it has come to our attention that there's criticism towards the card's illustrator circling online. The illustration errors were caused by production teams of the Pokemon Company and Creatures Incorporated, who provided incorrect materials as official documents to the illustrator, and we intend to take full responsibility for it, end quote. So there will be fixes. But now we go to the esports corner, because Pain has replaced Aurora. And that is a South America team that will play on the online stage in the place of Aurora. Aurora did have quite the bad start because they had their 9th, 12th place, or they had a 9th to 12th place exit that make them forfeit their spot at the Blast Open London. Now the online stage will be on August 27th before the LAN finals on September 5th to the 7th. Now Aurora was slated to compete at the Blast Bounty starting with the online stage on August 5th through 10th. So they will still be there, but they will not be going to London. So good luck everybody that's going. But if you got your PlayStation, DualShockers.com did say that there are 10 games that you should look out for if you got PlayStation Plus. Toy Story 2, Buzz Lightyear to the Rescue, Jurassic World Evolution 2, number 9, their list, not mine, number 8, Digimon Survive, number 7, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, number 6, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, number 5, Hogwarts Legacy, very good, number 4, South Park, The Stick of Truth, number 3, Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales, number 2, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, and number 1, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. They did provide their reviews for some of them. No show tomorrow. No live show. So, we end it this way. You can find me at Joe Brums on X and Blue Sky. And you can find me on twitch.tv/JoeSpace, twitch.tv/stackup.org, Sunday mornings. You can find Galvin at Galvin Versus and at Galvin on Blue Sky. Yeah, he's there too. He just doesn't post much. MonkCrapPodcast.com when he does put one up. Twitch.tv/Galvin when he decides to stream. And you can find the show at Group Quest if you want to follow the show there on both X and Blue Sky. Or you could email the show, show@thegroupquest.com. We do check the email, so go ahead and email us. Any questions, any other things, we like your feedback. We do stream on twitch.tv/dawnforge, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. EST, but obviously not this week. So we'll see you again Monday, because once again, this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Bye for now, and go play some games, people.